Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, what to know ahead of the talks between the United States and Ukraine in Saudi Arabia. Second, Biden's auto pen signature appears on most official documents, raising concerns over who controlled the White House, report. Third, a court-martial hearing set to begin for a Pentagon leaker already facing years behind bars. Lastly, weeks after the Epstein file fallout, a new deadline looms in the release of the RFK and MLK files. Saudi Arabia is set to host crucial talks between the United States and Ukraine, aiming to mend relations after a heated exchange during President Volodymyr Zelensky's recent visit to the White House. This diplomatic meeting underscores Saudi Arabia's emerging role as a mediator in international conflicts, leveraging its strategic position and influence in the Middle East. President Donald Trump expressed optimism about the upcoming discussions, which are seen as a potential turning point in efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The talks come after a public argument in the Oval Office, where Trump admonished Zelensky, highlighting the tensions between the two nations. The talks will take place in Jeddah, a city known for hosting diplomatic engagements, further positioning Saudi Arabia as a neutral ground for high-stakes negotiations. This move aligns with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's efforts to reposition the kingdom as a key player in global diplomacy despite past controversies. The importance of these talks cannot be overstated, as they may shape the future of U.S.-Ukraine relations and influence the broader geopolitical landscape. Trump's administration seeks a resolution to the ongoing conflict, potentially reshaping alliances and altering the dynamics of international relations. As the world watches closely, the outcomes of these talks could either pave the way for peace or escalate tensions further. With skepticism from European allies, the U.S.'s approach to these discussions will be critical in determining the next steps in the Ukraine conflict. Biden's auto pen signature sparks White House control concerns. A recent report has raised eyebrows over the use of an auto pen signature on most official documents signed by President Joe Biden during his presidency. According to the Conservative Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, the majority of Biden's executive orders feature an auto pen signature rather than a handwritten one. This has led to renewed scrutiny over who truly controlled the White House during Biden's time in office. The Oversight Project claims that every document they examined, except for the announcement that Biden was dropping out of the presidential race last year, carried the same auto pen signature. They provided photo examples to support their findings. Auto pen signatures are mechanically produced and have been used by various presidents, but the consistency of Biden's signature has fueled debates about his mental acuity and the degree of his involvement in presidential decisions. This issue is particularly significant for conservatives who have long questioned Biden's cognitive abilities, especially following his performance in his first and only presidential debate against Donald Trump in 2024. During this debate, Biden was criticized for several gaffes and appearing to lose his train of thought, which intensified calls for him to step down in favor of a younger generation of leaders. The report has prompted Republican Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey to demand an investigation into whether Biden's cognitive decline allowed unelected staff to push through policies without his informed approval. This has sparked a broader discussion about transparency and accountability in the White House, particularly concerning the use of the auto pen and the checks on presidential authority. As the debate continues, the implications for U.S. politics are profound. If it is determined that Biden was not fully in control of his presidency, it could shift public opinion and impact future elections. It also raises questions about the role of staff and advisors in steering national policy, potentially challenging the traditional view of presidential authority. In other news, court-martial hearing for Pentagon leaker. Jack Teixeira begins. Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira is set to face a court-martial at Hanscom Air Force Base in Massachusetts on additional charges, despite already being sentenced to 15 years in prison for leaking classified military documents. Teixeira, who pleaded guilty last year to 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information under the Espionage Act, now faces charges of disobeying orders and obstructing justice. The leaks, which are considered one of the most significant national security breaches in recent years, exposed sensitive assessments of Russia's war in Ukraine, including troop movements and supply provisions to Ukrainian forces. Teixeira admitted to sharing these secrets on the social media platform Discord, revealing plans of a United States adversary intending to harm United States forces overseas. Teixeira's court-martial highlights the military's emphasis on the importance of following orders, which is considered the absolute core of military discipline, according to prosecutors. However, Teixeira's defense argues that subjecting him to a court-martial constitutes double jeopardy, as he has already been sentenced for related offenses. The case has raised concerns about the United States' ability to protect its most sensitive information and has prompted the Biden administration to tighten controls on classified data. The Pentagon has also disciplined personnel who failed to report Teixeira's suspicious activities, reflecting the broader implications of the breach on national security protocols. As Teixeira's court-martial unfolds, the proceedings could influence public opinion on the handling of classified information and the accountability of those entrusted with national secrets. The case underscores the ongoing challenges in balancing transparency and security within the government. Next up, weeks after the Epstein file fallout, a new deadline looms for RFK and MLK files. A new deadline is approaching for the release of the Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. assassination files, just weeks after the Department of Justice's release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The Epstein files, which were highly anticipated, left many disappointed due to the lack of new material, sparking criticism of the Trump administration's handling of the documents. The upcoming deadline, set for March 9th, follows President Donald Trump's executive order in January to declassify these historical files. This move was in line with his campaign promise to bring transparency to these pivotal events in American history. The Director of National Intelligence and other officials are expected to submit their proposed release plans for the RFK and MLK files, as they had previously done for the John F. Kennedy files earlier this year. The Epstein file release in February was supposed to provide new insights, yet it mostly included documents that had been seen during Ghislaine Maxwell's trial. This led to public frustration and calls for more thorough transparency regarding the RFK and MLK files. The potential revelations within these files could offer new perspectives on the assassinations that have long captivated public interest and conspiracy theories. Attorney General Pam Bondi has been vocal about the need for transparency, accusing federal investigators of withholding thousands of pages of Epstein documents. Her firm's stance has increased pressure on the FBI and the Department of Justice to ensure comprehensive disclosure of the RFK and MLK files. The implications of these files' release could be significant, potentially reshaping public understanding of these historic events. If substantial new information is uncovered, it could influence historical narratives and prompt further investigations. However, experts caution that while there may be new details, they are unlikely to drastically alter the established understanding of the assassinations. As we approach the deadline, the nation remains watchful, eager to see if the release will meet expectations or lead to further scrutiny of governmental transparency. The outcome could affect public trust in federal agencies and influence ongoing discussions about the transparency of government operations. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on the latest episodes, do not forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.